Good Sunday morning. This is Mike Sarig, the voice of Vital Ministries, and it's good to be with you on this Thanksgiving weekend. Black Friday has just gotten over. We look to Cyber Monday. People have probably been out shopping. I'm sure it has had, without a doubt, restrictions done and all of that. But still, Black Friday weekend has happened. And again, I just want to thank you for listening to KBOE 104.9 FM. And maybe today you're traveling down the highway and you just tuned us in. Thank you for listening. Maybe you are on your way to church. And again, thank you for taking time as you go along the way. Many of you shared with me that Mike, we're sometimes late in church because we want to hear what you have to say. And I'm just, thank you so much. And for many of you, this is your home. This is where you have church. I'm going to thank you for listening as well. We just want to continue to encourage everyone. We send out devotional 6 days a week, both for Vital Men and also too for Vital Life, a nugget that I believe without a doubt that is an encouragement to everyone. So I just encourage you to do that. But this is kind of a part two series that we're doing. Last week we talked about Thanksgiving. It will be different. Well, this week we're going to talk about what it means to be thankful. See, we live in today in a time in which we have forgotten to be thankful. We are busy and expect the Lord to meet every little, what I would call, discomfort in our lives. We forget to be thankful and to praise Him each day that it is truly a gift. Every sunrise to every sunset, we've been given moments to which come that we can never take back. So I encourage you, be thankful in those moments as you watch those sunrises come up. There's nothing more beautiful to see the sunrise as it comes and also to the sunset as well at the end of the day. As I think about that, I can only imagine how it must have been for Paul when he had lost his freedom. He's in a prison cell. He's not been able to have the freedom to move around and to preach the gospel, being limited to writing letters to the churches. Encouraging, at the time, he chose to encourage young leaders like Timothy and women who had served faithfully in spreading the good news of the gospel. I can only imagine how it must have been, but let's get a glimpse of what his imprisonment might have looked like. It says that he was in a cold, damp cell, dirt floors. I can only imagine the rats and the mice that possibly could have been around and the feces that would lay beside him. Chained to the walls with his wrists and also on his ankles. He could have complained and been even angry towards God in moments like that. I can only imagine. My mind can't even hardly go there, but I've visited those places of where there would have been they would have been in prison when I visited Jerusalem in Israel. But yet he penned these words. He says this in his writing in Ephesians chapter 5, 19 through 20. Sing and make music in your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Man, I tell you what, can you just imagine how that must have been for him? He chose rejoicing in a time where he could have been looking at his situation, but he didn't. He was being thankful no matter what his situation was. See, I think of it with me always giving thanks for everything, no matter what the circumstances might have been. See, Thanksgiving for Paul was not a one-time event, but a daily he thanked Jesus, and he changed his life, his perspective, and he had a heart and a passion for God and for his people. I want you to think about that with me for a moment and being thankful. We're going to go in depth about that a little bit. We all have circumstances, don't we? All have situations that we're in, especially in 2020. But can we not look and look back at 2020 and be thankful for how God has provided the situations that we were going in the beginning of the pandemic of COVID-19? I look at the grocery stores and the things that were going down, and it for a moment, because the people were going, to be honest, were going and taking more than really what was needed, created what I believe situations where there was simply not items on the shelf simply because people, let's just put it this way, hoarding. But we still came through it. God still provided. I go back now and I go into my grocery stores at the Walmart or to Hy-Vee or to Fairway. Our shelves are back full again. The provision has happened. The farmer's harvest may not have been what they thought it might have been due to the fact that it went through a whole month without rain, but yet there was still corn, there were still soybeans, and there was still hay that needed to be baled. God provided. Also, too, I find it interesting being thankful that I still continue to read that that in the midst of the housing build, and I'm in construction, it's still at an all-time high since 2006, and we're still paying more for products and things that we've not been able to get quickly, but we're still seeing increase. I am thankful today for God's provision, even in the midst of the things that I cannot control. See, this morning I want to encourage you about five ways that I believe that we can be thankful. We can thank God in all things like Paul did. We may not be imprisoned. I think I used to share with a lot of times with the men in the Newton prison. I see more people today in prison and not have walls around them as opposed to the men that I walked into when we were able to go in before COVID-19 that was incarcerated. People today, I think, are more incarcerated by their mental wellness than I've ever experienced because I think they lack the perspective of being thankful. But today let's talk about there are five ways to thank God. Number one, thank God for material blessings that he gives you. First Chronicles puts it this way, First Chronicles chapter 29, 12 through 14. King David prayed this, "Wealth and honor come from you. We give you thanks and praise your glorious name. Everything comes from you." See, King David learned in the midst of his circumstances. Man, I tell you what, even though he was the most beloved king of all ever that was in Israel itself, and also to no greater man that had the passion in the heart after God than King David, yet it was not without trial and tribulation. King David, a lot of times, was bringing about because of his own circumstances. And there's some that weren't, especially when the previous king, King Saul, chased after him and tried to kill him. King David was on the run. Matter of fact, he was king even when he was on the run from King Saul. Yet he saw good in the midst and continued to give thanks to the Lord. And I think that helps us today that we can realize that the wealth and honor truly comes from the Lord. Philippians 4:12 says this, "I have learned the secret of being content in every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, or whether living in plenty or in want." You know, Paul wrote those words and he got a glimpse. He was able to get a situation in his heart and his life to where he could thank God and be content. I tell you what, finding people that are content today is hard to find, and especially those in the Christian faith. We have lost what the contentment is that God provides for us. Yes, he does provide for us material, but there's times when I believe that we go through dryness, time when we go through when it isn't as plenty. But we live in a nation of the plenty, without a doubt. We are blessed above most other nations. And I thank God for his blessing, and I also thank God that we, as our nation, is also to give out the extension of the hand of help. I'm thankful, especially in Iowa, especially in South Central Iowa. I live in amongst these small towns and these small communities, and I see these people, these churches, going out and giving to the nations. Because the material blessings that we have been blessed with, I love that about our state. We are willing to go out and give and not hoard and keep it to ourselves. But I want to ask you this question this morning. Are you preoccupied with what you don't have? Or have you learned to thank God for what you do have? Man, that's a point that we can settle in. That's a point that we wrestle with. Thanking God for the material blessings. We, folks, without a doubt, live with plenty. And I know there's some within my listening ears that maybe this morning that say, "Mike, that's not so much the case for us." But I'm thankful that in our state, if you want to have a job, you can find it. There's so many different organizations right now that are hiring, and we live in a state that is good about that, and I'm thankful. But let's move to point number two. Thank God for people in your life. Do you let others know that you appreciate them and that you are thankful for them? Paul, he begins his writings in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 4. He says this, "I always thank God for you." Paul, when he arrives to Rome at a destination that he prayed about, is something that people prophesied that he would get to Rome. Not in the way that I think he thought. He was actually came under chains and also two shipwrecks, but he finally got to Rome because of a situation that he had to deal with, and also too of being under restraint. But it says this. It says in Acts that when Paul arrived in Rome, a destination, it says when the brothers and sisters heard he was coming, they went out to meet with him. And Paul says this, he was encouraged and thankful for God for their presence. How often do you thank God for people in your life? People who bring encouragement. People who bring sometimes things that the unexpected. I'm so thankful I've got a man in my life. He's Steve. I'll call him Brother Steve. And Steve, he's a guy that's older than me, but he's a mentor in my life. I am thankful for the wisdom and the things that he talks and speaks into my life, because of who he is and what he's learned in life itself. I'm thankful for him. I'm thankful, too, for my dad. I'm very fortunate. My dad is 79 years old. He still runs a dozer. He still works hard. He still goes about doing his everyday, ordinary life. But I love calling my dad most mornings and just hearing his voice. My mother has since been passed over 11 years now. But I'm thankful for my dad. I'm thankful that he's still in my life. He still speaks truth in my life. I'm also, too, I'm thankful for the different people that I encounter, the pastors that I spend time for. I oftentimes will get an opportunity just simply because our shop and office is at is adjacent to Family Jubilee Church in Oskaloosa. I love having moments with Pastor Bill Tweed, where we talk about and we wrestle with the scriptures. We talk about different denominations. I come from a Reformed theology. He comes from a charismatic theology. And we wrestle with the scriptures and we talk about it. I love that we can sit down and talk about it and try to look from each other's perspective. I'm thankful for God putting him in my life. And I encourage you today, if you don't have people in your life, you're missing moments. You're missing moments of perspective where I think that sometimes people will speak, give you a word, an opportunity in your life of a different perspective. I'm thankful for those kinds of moments. My third point this morning being I thank God in the midst of the trials and even the persecution. Man, that's a hard one, isn't it? We want to draw back or even run when we experience trouble in our lives, and especially persecution. James 1, 2, and 3 says this, "Consider it pure joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know the testing of your faith develops perseverance." See, the Bible tells us to give thanks in all circumstances that we go through in our lives. Man, isn't that so true? It says this in 1 Thessalonians 5:18. "Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." These are Paul's words again. Colossians 1:12. "You will even be able to thank God in the midst of pain and distress, because you are privileged to share the lot of those who are living in the light." Living under times of trials and tribulations. Man, aren't we? Hasn't 2020, without a doubt, been a year of trial? One thing after another has come. And yet, do we look at 2021 with the light of the experience of that we've learned? We've persevered, folks. We have, as Americans, as a nation, as a state, as a counties, and also too as cities. We've persevered. We have been people that have chosen to stay the course of life and trust God in the midst of the trials and even sometimes the persecution. I had a situation even this year where I had a person that came up and he hit me hard about a situation in my life. One thing after another, combating, and coming after me. And I tell you what, it was, and even the testing of calling to a point that I was not a man of faith. I tell you what, when you have that kind of situation, you have that trial, you have that persecution. You know, it always says this, is sometimes 10% of that you need to look at. And I'm thankful for that 10% because it allowed me to look and reflect. You know what, maybe there are some things that I needed to change in my perspective of living in my faith. We've got to be willing to, folks, we're only going to get more and more of that if we still and we hold on to our faith. Do you thank God in the midst of your trial that you're going under or even the persecution that you might be facing? Without a doubt, I believe as we go on in time, as we endure, that the persecution of our faith in Christ is without evidence that it will happen. If you don't believe that, you need to read the rest of the book of the Bible, because the Bible shares this time and time again. Because too often as Christians, we think, you know what, now that I'm a Christian, my life is going to be easy. It's going to go, God is always going to provide. No, true, he does, but the problem is with this and that kind of thinking is I have seen this under the... Go back to James 1, 2, and 3. This is James. This is Jesus' brother. He says, I want you to consider it joy. That whenever you face those trials of many kind, because you know the testing of your faith develops perseverance. See, it's like steel. In order for steel to get hardened, it has to go through a firing process time and time again. And once it goes through that firing process, then it becomes something with great strength. That is the same thing in the midst of our faith with Christ. We go through these trials and these tribulations. We go through the fires and the tenacity of life itself. Trials. I think of both men and women this year in 2020 who have not went through amazing trials in their life. Situations. I have a friend of mine who's shared with me about a loved one that was literally fighting for COVID-19. They said they were fighting literally for their life. But the wife who didn't have the COVID-19 was persistent in praying for their husband. They were fortunate. He overcame. He did not take his life. And not everybody has had that situation in their life where they did not overcome. COVID did take many, many family. In the first time, I would say in these last recent months, I know people who have had COVID-19, and I know people who have died from it. And I just encourage us today, can we thank God in the midst of the trials and the persecution of our lives? Which brings me to point number 4. Thank God especially for his salvation in Jesus Christ. 2 Corinthians 9:15 says this, God has given the greatest gift of all, his Son who died on the cross and rose again so that we may know him personally and spend eternity with him in heaven. Thanks be to God for this incredible gift. I want you to think about this question. When was the last time that you went back to the moment in which you asked Jesus to be your Savior? We lose that moment. We lose of the reflection, because when we do and we go back to that moment, we see where our hearts were once on fire. We couldn't share enough and tell about what God had saved us from, and he became our Savior. See, thanking God for salvation, thanking God that he saved us, for sending his Son Jesus Christ to come on this earth to live 30-some years of his life, possibly 32, I don't know, you have to do the math to figure it all out, but and yet the last three remaining years of Jesus' life, he goes out and spreads the good news of the gospel, that salvation is here, that he is the Messiah. You know, I'm thankful for my salvation. I tell you what, I got to be honest, folks, and I think many of us can say, well, I deserve hell. I deserve not to make it to heaven. I have been a sinful man. But because of my Lord Jesus Christ, who came and died and put his blood on the cross to cover my sins so that I may have an opportunity. See, what happens when we can go to those places like that, folks, that we can truly enjoy at what Jesus did and what the price that was paid on the cross, which leads us to point number 5. Thank God for his continued presence and the power in your life. When you come to Christ, it's not the end, but it's the beginning of a whole new world. I think they made a song from Disney on that. But he is with us, and he wants us to follow him. He wants us to follow him and his word. See, when we have continued presence of God, we have power in our life. Philippians 2:13 says this, for God is working in you, giving you the desire and the power to do what pleases him. See, God wants us to live in it. When we live in his presence, and when we do that, we can experience the power of the Holy Spirit. Isn't that exciting when you think about that? Because as the two-hand work, when I give thanks to my salvation, when I have give thanks to that, then out of that comes the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit. Man, I tell you what, a couple of weeks ago, I had an opportunity. I just needed a time to be thankful. I needed a time to praise God. I was by myself. And I was watching the Holy Spirit, a song of the Holy Spirit, and, and it was just exceptional. I can't think of the band off my mind, but anyway, I was sitting there and I was playing the music loud in my bedroom. I'm sure my wife was wanting to know. Man, I was just praising God. I was thanking Him for who He was. I was thanking Him for the presence. Then I put on another song from Zach Williams when he was at Red Rocks, and he's praising God that He came after him, that now that he's experienced the presence of who He is. See, folks, I just want to encourage you today. When we have this and we can thank God for who He is, we continue to have presence and the power in our lives. Folks, I believe without a shadow of a doubt, as we look at these past 2 weeks of looking at Thanksgiving, yes, we are entering into the Christmas season. As a matter of fact, I'm going to take us to a different place, not first Advent, but I'm going to take us to second Advent. We're going to look at Christ's return. He's already made it. We're going to reflect on that, but we're going to really push into His second return and making ready for it. I think it's a great time of the Christmas season. You know what? 2020 has been crazy already. Unexpected things have changed. Man, we just as well do it in Christmas season. It's not going to be the same like it was in Thanksgiving, and nor will Christmas, because it's going to be an exciting time. And I believe, although it is going to be different, I believe we can experience the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit no greater than we've ever experienced in our whole entire lives as we go through Thanksgiving and this Christmas season, as we look with expectancy of 2021. I believe 2021 is going to be a year of promise. I believe 2021 is going to be a year of justice. We're going to see justice that's going to be occurred through the election itself. I believe that we're going to see things in a prophetic way that we've never experienced, and the advancement of the kingdom of God is here, and the magnitude and the power of the presence is going to run not only in different spots, so I'm going to call them hot spots in the United States, but also too around the world. Matter of fact, there was a prophetic word that was given that said on the 163 corridor that the revival was going to come in a great way. Man, I tell you what, I'm thankful. Between, I think about these towns and these communities that are on the on the U.S. Highway 163 corridor. I'm excited to say, folks, that I believe without a shadow of a doubt that revival is coming. But we've got to make ready. We've got to have our presence and the power of the Holy Spirit in our lives in such a way that we can advance the kingdom of God. I love Jesus' last words to his men in Matthew 28:18. All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Surely I am with you always, even until the end of the age. Jesus made a promise to his disciples back then, and that promise holds to us even today. He's going to be with us always until the end. Whether we don't see, we die from the physical death of some way, or we see the return of Jesus Christ, however it plays back, we are going to see Jesus' return. It says in my Bible, in 1 Thessalonians, that those that have died in Christ will be the first one that will be risen and taken up to Him. I can't wait for that. I tell you what, those launch pads of those graves are going to pop like none other, and the people are going to stand around and wonder, look at all the holes and nobody in. There's no bones in those coffins. They have opened up, and then it says those that are alive in Christ will be taken up into the heavens when Jesus returns to us again. What an exciting time of expectation of what Jesus is going to bring. Ephesians 5:20 says this, always give thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Again, always give thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, because it says this in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Folks, God loves you so much that He sent His Son. Maybe today you have never truly asked Jesus Christ to be your Savior. Man, I tell you what a day of Thanksgiving that this can be. Today could be that day where you simply ask Jesus to be your Lord. It's easy. It's not hard. A lot of times we want to make it difficult, but it's not. It's simply saying, you know what, Jesus, please forgive me of my sins. I am a sinner. Lord, I ask you to forgive me. I ask you to come into my heart. I believe that you came and was crucified on a cross for me. You died for me and shed blood, and that you rose 3 days later. And now you sit at the right hand of the Father, and you have sent the Holy Spirit to come so that we might have presence and power of life in you. Man, I tell you what, a day of salvation, a day to be thankful, a day in which you can really truly understand what it means to have the presence of God on your life. Folks, that's exciting. I hope we go, what a day to advance the kingdom of God with power. Today is that day. I believe with all that's within me, God is calling up lions to roar and be the voice. Yes. Let's continue to be thankful for what God has done in our lives. It's time, it's a season to be thankful. And remember what he has done. Will you pray with me today? Dear Jesus, again, I just want to thank you for this time as we look and being thankful for you and being thankful of the situations that you bring in our lives. And most of all, that we can receive salvation. I pray that maybe somebody this morning might want to ask that prayer. Lord, I'm a sinner. I have failed you greatly. I need you in my life. I ask you, Lord Jesus, please forgive me of my sins. I'm opening up my heart to you. I'm asking you that you would come and enter and be Savior of my life. I believe with all that's within me that you died on a cross for me and that you rose from the dead 3 days later and you now sit with the right hand of the Father. And that you sent the Holy Spirit. I receive you today in your precious holy name. Amen. What a weekend to be thankful. I pray that if you prayed that prayer, I pray that you would reach out to me. Let me know. I'd love to touch base. I'd love to pray with you. I'd love to give you an encouraging word. You can go to vitalministries.org on our website, and you can get emails sent to me, mike.sarig@gmail.com. You can come and I'd love to hear from you today of how you might have received Jesus Christ. And most of all, folks, I pray today, be thankful. We live in a time of day to be thankful and praise our Lord Jesus Christ for who he is. We're thankful for the Christmas season of the Advent that once was, but the Advent that's yet to be. This is Mike Sarig, the voice of Vital Ministries.